Thank you, Mr. Chair. Nigeria aligns itself with the statement delivered by Burkina Faso on behalf of the African Group. We welcome the convening of this session and join other speakers in congratulating the Chair Rapporteur for his well-deserved election, re-election, to continue to lead the work of this group during this session. We also thank the High Commissioner for Human Rights for her opening remarks. Nigeria strongly condemns all forms of racism, racial discrimination, and xenophobia, and other related intolerance, and reaffirm its unwavering support for the work of this working group. Almost two decades since the adoption of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, it is unfortunate that the world is still grappling with the scourge of racism, racial discrimination, and xenophobia. As relevant and important as the DDPA is in fighting against racism and racial discrimination, it is concerning that not much progress has been achieved in the implementation of the DDPA, given the prevalence of racism, racial discrimination in many parts of the world. As we prepare for the celebration of the 20th anniversary of the DDPA in 2021, now more than ever is the time for states and other relevant stakeholders to demonstrate genuine commitment towards the effective implementation of the DDPA with a view to vigorously combat the scourge of racism and racial discrimination. This is more so as the COVID-19 pandemic has further exacerbated the already dire situation of many communities that have been suffering all forms of race-related marginalization, especially Africans and people of African descent. In this regard, therefore, we must continue to discourage populist political narratives, hate speech, incitement to hatred and violence, as well as racial profiling, among others. Nigeria underscores the importance of the DDPA and remains committed to ensuring its effective implementation. We believe that in order to achieve peaceful, just, and inclusive society, we must collectively fight and end racism and racial discrimination. To this end, Nigeria reiterates its call for greater international cooperation and strong commitment towards the effective and comprehensive implementation of the DDPA with a view to ending racism and racial discrimination, xenophobia, and other related intolerance. This will go a long way to ensure the enjoyment of human rights and fundamental freedom by all. It is our fervent expectation that the outcome of our discussions during this session will provide a substantive way forward on how more progress can be achieved in the implementation of the DDPA. I thank you, Mr. Chair Rapporteur.